Unit 25. The sounds l and r. To pronounce l, curl your tongue up, as illustrated in the diagram on page 109. Put the underside of your tongue firmly on the back of your top teeth and make a sound with your voice. Repeat the examples.
Lake. Love. Daily. Solve. Shelf. Film. Clean. Glass. Place. Mail. Animal. Alcohol. Yellow. Filled. Will.
Usage tip. The subject pronouns plus apostrophe LL form contractions of will, indicating some instances of future time. Repeat the examples.
Isle. Yule. Heel. Sheel. It'll. Wheel. They'll.
Practice for mastery. Repeat the following sentences as you read them on page 110.
Lola likes to laugh a lot. That fellow Luke loves the bowling alley. She'll like the lovely landscape. We'll help you fill the glasses.
The letter L is silent in the following words. Read them and repeat each one during the pause.
Half. Halves. Salve. Could. Should. Would. Lincoln.
To make the sound r, keep your tongue back and don't let it touch inside your mouth. Round your lips and push them forward, as illustrated in the diagram on page 111. Make a voiced sound. Repeat the following words.
Race. Ride. Write. Cry. Draw. From. Green. Price. Try. Through. Around. Carol. Mirror. Colonel.
Bird. Orphan. Surprise. Pear. More. Martyr. Fears. Fires. Cared. Fired.
Usage tips. The grammar markers S and ED are voiced after er. Listen to the following examples and repeat them after the speaker.
Fears. Feared. Cares. Cared. Fires. Fired. Implores. Implored. Lures. Lured.
Re is a prefix that means to do again. Repeat the examples.
Redo. Repeat. Redecorate. Rewrite.
Is a noun marker meaning a person who does something. Repeat these examples.
Teacher. Preacher. Lawyer. Sinner. Reader. Speeder. Actor. doctor, tutor, executor.
At the end of an adjective indicates its comparative form. Repeat the following examples.
Taller, richer, sweeter, nicer, older, faster, happier, friendlier, shorter, poorer, dearer, newer, younger, slower, sillier, cozier.
At the end of a pronoun can indicate possession. Repeat the examples.
Your, our, her, there.
Apostrophe R-E indicates a contraction of the verb are. Repeat these examples.
You're, we're, there, there.
Practice for mastery. Now read and repeat each of the following sentences.
Rita read 3 very short stories. Roger, the writer, brought 30 red roses. Remember to write to your friends. Robert ran to the store for his mother. There are prettier flowers at the florist's. We are here to remember our father.
Contrasting sound practice. To compare the sound ul with the sound r, repeat the following words after the speaker.
Lead, red, lift, rift, liver, river, laughed, raft, light, right, low, row, alive, arrive, believe, bereave, belly, bury, plays, praise, climb, crime, clam, cram, flight, fright, label, labor, pale, pair.
Recognition practice. Following are 10 words featuring l and r sounds. In your book on page 114, circle the words you hear. Then check your answers on page 115.
Arrive. Red. Climb. Left. Right. Flight. Plays. Pair. River. Belly.
Recognition practice. Before listening to the next exercise, look at the pictures on pages 109 and 111. You will see that the difference between the sounds l and r make a big difference in their meaning. The speaker will read sentences using one of these sounds. Circle the sentence you hear, or repeat them now and do the written exercise later. The answers are on page 115. You may wish to read the sentences and record them, Then compare your pronunciation with that of the speaker on the CD.
Laura plays all day. Please get me a pair. Is it right yet? Can you lead them? The teacher collected the tests.
Practice in context. Now read the poem on page 115 aloud, one line at a time, to practice L and R.
What'll you have?
I'll have lemon pie, with lots of meringue on the top.
You'll get fat. You'll get sick. You'll be sorry tomorrow.
Never mind. I'll have diet pop.
Now repeat each line after the speaker.
What'll you have?
I'll have lemon pie with lots of meringue on the top.
You'll get fat. You'll get sick. You'll be sorry tomorrow.
Never mind. I'll have diet pop.